Hi, this is Ian Wester for Together We Served, and I am here with... Well, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Max Reynard, and I'm a senior writer and producer for The Telling Project.
Well, thanks for being here, Max.
You're very welcome.
So, off the bat, we're for the Military Family Museum, and we're interested in military brats, and I understand that you are something of a military brat yourself.
I wouldn't go so far as to call myself a military brat. I would say that I had a father who was in the Royal Air Force for 7 years, and that, you know, you understand that your father has this kind of history, and he was living in the Netherlands when I was very young, and I think he found it very claustrophobic because he'd traveled the world. And so on the strength of that, I think he moved, and part of the reason he moved to South Africa when I was seven, you know. But no, I don't think it's, I wouldn't call myself a military brat. I would say that I have a military, my family has a military history.
Okay.
Yeah.
But would you say that perhaps your father's career or his former career is what sort of brought you to this Telling Project?
No. I would say that what it was that I was working, when I was doing my PhD research, I was working on the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Mm-hmm. South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission was a multiple year kind of event where a commission traveled the country gathering stories of people who had perpetrated or survived human rights violations during apartheid. And there was a lot more to it than that. It had some juridical aspects and some historiographical aspects. But the point is that I was studying this and I was looking at the way that storytelling in public is a way to come to terms with identity and mm-hmm. with history. And a friend of mine, Jonathan Way, was the non-traditional student advisor at the University of Oregon, and he'd been approached or had approached or been approached by a group of veterans because they had this mandate that they wanted to educate civilian students mm-hmm. about veteran experiences, veterans and families. Mm-hmm. And so I was approached by John on the basis of the fact that I had some playwriting experience and on the basis of the fact that I had this area that I was looking at, that I was studying. And together with the veterans, we developed this process that we use with the Telling Project now. And John is the executive director and the founder of the Telling Project from that moment on. He's the one that's been driving it forward.
So it began in South Africa?
It began in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay.
Eugene, Oregon. In 2007 was when we first started making plans. 2008 is when we put up the first production. And then we did one in Portland, Oregon. Then we ended up in Sacramento. And John was pushing this along. John is the one who sort of pushed it to its nonprofit status. And mm-hmm. We've now, I think this is, Telling Albuquerque is our 18th production. And our third this year.
And have you ever featured military family members before this?
Yeah, from the very first one. Mm-hmm. We had the wife of a service member, of a Marine. We were doing a production in Baltimore right now where the mother of a young man who was killed in action in Fallujah mm-hmm. is performing as well. The basic premise of the organization is that military or military family members are interviewed, we transcribe those interviews, we shape those interviews into a performance script, mm-hmm. then the veterans receive performance training and rehearsal and then tell their stories to their communities, and so do the family members. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you meet up with the Museum of the American Military Family?
Actually, I think that Caroline LeBlanc, who was the resident writer in residence, mm-hmm. Approached the Telling Project with the possibility of putting on a staged production with Albuquerque veterans and family members. Mm-hmm. So it was the initiative was from the Museum of the American Military Family to bring Telling to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing this for a long time. Where do you see yourself going from here? Do you going to continue doing the Telling Project forever?
Oh, I hope so. Well, whether it'll look like it looks now or whether it'll have different kind of versions of itself, I don't know. But my thinking about this is that we are very lucky to be able to do this across the United States. Mm-hmm. As I said, we have productions going on in Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, here in Albuquerque. We've got one coming up in Austin, San Antonio, New York City, Minneapolis. Like, we're really lucky to be able to put these productions on across the country. My plan is, my own personal goal is that in the long term, this process is something that we could take to other places as well, mm-hmm. other countries. We're militarized, and military family experiences are complicated too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would, for example, love very much one day to say that we have a telling project office in South Africa that is servicing or providing service and creating opportunities for the storytelling in post-conflict spaces in South Africa or Southern Africa or Sub-Saharan Africa. You know, mm-hmm. across the world, there's militarized experience. And all those, the necessity of storytelling within that space is, I think, very important.
And I guess in conclusion, do you have any sort of future projects that you want to plug or friends you want to shout out since you have the stage?
Well, you know what? I'd have to say this. The one that is immediately most compelling to me mm-hmm. is Telling Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. We've been working really, really, really hard. And I can't think much beyond that. Although I will say that wherever you are in the United States, if you're listening to this podcast, if you hear of a telling project in your area, lend your support. Tell your military friends. Tell your military family friends. It is a remarkable way to sort of find yourself in conversation with people that you might not otherwise find yourself in conversation with, and it grows communities and it heals people, and I've seen it heal people. So. Yeah, that's what I would say. Telling Albuquerque first, then all the others.
All right, well, thank you very much, Max. And once again, this has been Ian Westner with Together We Served.